Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do understand that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. Forget that not, and it is all true as to what I'm bringing forth. I just wanted to welcome you to the show and had to let you know what you probably didn't know before you turned this in. So we appreciate that. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to jump over there in just a moment. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, I was just given the news last night that we have over 700,000 people just in the last 30 days on that website. We're 6 months old, so we wanted to high-five you and tell you thank you very much. That website is designed to give you the answers. It says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And also keep in mind, I've never added this, but I'm going to add it now. If you read down just a little bit, line upon line, precept upon precept, you'll see that the Lord said, because you have forsaken my law. Okay, that was the first mistake that the people took. Those are the first fatal mistakes that they took as to why the judgments are God or upon a nation that forgets God, and that's why you're destroyed at length. But in saying that this website is designed, as David said, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings, and that's exactly what the website is designed to do. And again, we're going to get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a moment here. You can also check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, and or you can go over to Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, that's double E, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Again, friends, we have a couple hundred thousand friends that are interacting on a daily basis, and we just want to tell you again, thank you very much for doing just that, because we all know what the price is for liberty, right? Eternal vigilance. Taking that to Scripture, you need to understand that we're fighting the good fight of faith to preserve the liberties that God has given us, because he's given us rights, not privileges, as the government or corrupt government would have you believe. So in saying that, friends, I also want to let you know you can follow me on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1, double E again, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. one 866 233 0747 Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, I do want to do this. You know what? Here, I'll just take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. By the way, we just got back from California. Spent a week out on the West Coast. We did an Escondido tea party to a packed little house there. And then we did the Bakersfield tea party. As a matter of fact, we just talked to our friends over there who put us on their their radio program, Tony Witchkin, I believe his name is, and I just talked to him a couple minutes ago, and I just wanted to tell him thank you very much for the opportunity to preach to his people for a couple moments. I think he's got 50,000 listeners just in that community, so we wanted to tell them thank you. And outside of that, we also spent some time with Jesse Lee Peterson. Jesse Lee Peterson's also a contributor over at WND, but we spent some time in L.A. right outside of Hollywood there, and at 5 o'clock in the morning, it was a lot of fun, let me tell you. But I do want to tell you this. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be in California, because when we left Minnesota the day before we got to California, actually, I'm sorry, the day that we got to California, that morning before we got there in that afternoon, it was minus, I believe, 10 or minus 12 degrees. But when we got into California, it was, I believe, 64 degrees at that particular time. So we were grateful to be there. And interestingly enough, on Friday, we left California, Hollywood. We went through Beverly Hills and just tracked everywhere. It means we were giving out gospel tracts. And in the process of doing that, we leave there at 11:30 LAX, and then we get into Minneapolis at 5:11 a.m. So we left to 61 degree weather, back to probably 14 degrees when we got back. That gust of cold wind came in bright and early, and I'll tell you what, it wasn't a pretty sight. It was probably the first time in my life where I just felt like, you know what, I'm getting tired of this. At least if it's going to be cold, Lord, can you give us some snow? You know, I still know that we're in the richest nation and God has blessed America, and I'm totally appreciative of all that. But just give us a little snow. Just a little itty-bitty snow. That makes sense. Then it can be cold out, right? Because that way that we can at least get on our little snowmobiles and cruise around. And now for those that don't know what a snowmobile is, because you don't have them there, it's a little machine with two skis on the front, and it has a belt that makes you go really fast. And of course I'm not being condescending. Of course I'm being funny. Of course I'm in the state of Minnesota, and it's not funny that we don't have any snow. You know, enough is enough. Right, Sam? Completely. We need some snow. And we've been asking, right? But anyways, friends, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and kind of update you as to what's going on over there. If you want to go over and check out what we have going on, I want to let you know that you can win a Joshua MK5. Joshua MK5, folks, you have an opportunity. I just talked to Tim, senior editor over there at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we have a couple thousand people that have registered to win that gun. So, in other words, your odds of winning that gun right now are very good. We're going till the 15th of April to take all those that want to go ahead and put their name in the basket. And on the 15th, we are going to pull someone's name. And I just want to, again, give you the heads up and let you know that your odds are very good at getting for your opportunity to win that gun. So win a Joshua MK5. Look at that beautiful weapon on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, throw your name in the hat, friends, and see if you're not the one that's going to win. And outside of that, going over to the topics, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have round two. Senator Lindsey Graham and other D.C. politicians put on notice of possible criminal indictment. Friends, there's a different attitude. There's a different tone in the voice of the American people across the boards in this country. People are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're not just calling for impeachment anymore. They want indictments, and that is a great place to be. That's a great, I love the tone, because this is what we should have been doing a long time ago, friends, because you need to understand that justice is the guardian of liberty. And I also want you to go over to Isaiah 26 when you get a moment, because you'll see that when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness. And to be quite honest with you, friends, I've yet to see in the Bible where God, well, he wrought victory anywhere without his people being obedient unto his voice. So I'll tell you what, he works with man. And what does he do? He establishes light, Isaiah 51:4. We're going to come right back. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Noel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Those 700,000 people that have been visiting sonsoflibertymedia.com are page views, friends. They are page views. So again, we just want to appreciate, we want you to know that we appreciate you taking the time to scan over that website. So anyways, in saying that, to say this, friends, I want to jump back over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, highlighting some of the news right now. I was just bringing forth round two. Senator Lindsey Graham and other D.C. politicians put on notice of possible criminal indictments. And then I brought you over, friends, to the fact that I've yet to see in the Bible where God wrought victory without his people in response. Wrought means to be pounded in place with a hammer. I'm reading the book of Judges right now. And over and over and over again, God would raise up prophets. He would show them their law or judges. And then what he would do is he would save his people. But someone had to respond. And folks, that's what's happening in this country today. Justice is the guardian of liberty. And I brought it over to Isaiah 26, where it says that when the judgments of the Lord, I'm adding the Lord, are in the earth, the inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness. That's exactly right. And then if you read Isaiah 51, verse 4, it talks about judgment setting a light to the nations. And if you want to know why America is called the light of the world, that's exactly why. Because we're a nation ruled by an empire of laws. Who said that? None other than Mr. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. But saying that, friends, John Kerry, we never had a better relationship with Israel. You can go ahead and check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Could it be in the air in prayer? Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Can Scott Walker be trusted? Okay. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Al Sharpton, White House Negro. That's the name of the article. Al Sharpton, White House Negro, written by Jesse Lee Peterson, who just happens to be a black individual. So, again, check that out, and we'll see what he has to say there. Friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, U.S. Muslims Group's newest Jew-hating ad by Pamela Geller. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Lebanon opens its borders to receive the 5,000 Assyrian Christians fleeing from Islamic State. By the way, those that or being entertained in the People's White House in America. I just want you to understand we're not talking about a third world nation here. I'm talking about the United States of America as to what's happening today in the present, friends. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Watchdog Group releases anti-Christian bigotry map. In other words, the righteous are beginning to stand up, as I just said, friends, and they are beginning to be the light that God has called them to be to reprove the darkness. That's by Matt Barber. Watchdog Group releases anti-Christian bigotry map. Anti-Christian bigotry map. Put in scope so you can understand, friends. Now, I want to go back real quick, and I want you to check out what Tim Brown just wrote. Round two, Senator Lindsey Graham and other D.C. politicians, not statesmen, put on notice of possible criminal indictment. Amen. I want you to make the distinction between a politician. A politician is kind of a slander. Those are the people that work for special interests. They don't work for the people, friends. A statesman or a stateswoman, they work for the people. They represent the people, and that is proper. But a politician, again, that's kind of a slander. When we're calling them politicians, it means we already understand who you are. Your cloak of covering has been taken off. You're a snake. We know that you're not working for the people. That is a politician, friends. And I want to do this because, again, we're talking about how people in this country are beginning to stand up all across the country. Case in point, going back on sonsoflibertymedia.com just last week, there were some veterans who placed corrupt politicians. If you didn't see this, you got to watch the video, friends. It's second to none. And again, just to show you that across the boards, the American people are beginning to rise up. There's an anointing on this, friends. Isaiah 10, the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage over those that we're called to go to open their eyes. But this is how it happens, friends. Once we begin to deal with corruption in government and we set forth the law and magnify the crime, then we drop judgment upon the crime. That's how we establish righteousness. Well, just last week we had, on February 27th, veterans placed corrupt county board under citizen's arrest. They first laugh, you can watch the video, until the sheriff shows up. See, these are the people that took the time to read the state. They actually read the state statutes, friends. They took the time to read the state statutes. And what they did is they sat in these councils, they watched them play the whores in front of their face, and you can just see how haphazard they are with the laws of the people, just lightly esteeming the people, just acting like they're the demigods, like they're going to rule the roost without the permission of the people that they represent. Well, these people took the time to study the state statutes, the law. They sat there, they had everything filmed, and once they acted illegally out of their scope of authority, that means they become no longer the acting within the enumerated laws. Now they become outlaws. Well, the people right there said, I'm going to put you now under citizen's arrest, and that's exactly what they did. But again, friends, we're beginning to see this happen across the country, and this is what needs to happen, because once we set the precedent concerning those that serve we the people, that we're going to tolerate your crimes no more, and not just impeach them, friends, but also indict them. That means hold them accountable for the laws that they are violating. I'll tell you what, when that message gets out there, it's all over. See, it's like what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears a filial fear, not a diabolical fear, and it can be if that's where they want to push it, but when the government fears the people, then you have liberty. And this is exactly what we're seeing. And see how that operates? In other words, when those in government magnify the laws of the Constitution, we're all going to be liberated. See, within the confines of law. That's why I always bring forth Charles D. Montesquieu, who is one of the establishers of our Constitution and our common law and our enumerated laws within our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. When he said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, well, when the government is acting according to what the law permits, I'll tell you what, we're going to have liberty in this country. And let me bring that into the spiritual. Who liberates men? His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. And Scripture tells us, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Read 1 Corinthians. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, friends, there is liberty. And who makes men free? The Son maketh men free. Free to do what? To walk in holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. Ephesians 5, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ. Amen. Man, I'm having some church up in here. I am having some church up in here. Folks, folks, I got a question for you. Whose report are you going to believe? Just curious. Because when I go to Numbers 14, I brought this up on Saturday just a little bit. Here, let me bring you back to the tea party I did in Bakersfield. When I was doing the tea party, right when I was getting set up, I was hearing some individuals talk about there's nothing that we can do about what's going on in our country. And it was doom and gloom. And it was basically a bunch of capitulators in the face of what needs to be done. And I got up there and I started talking about Joshua and Caleb. See, they were the ones that wholly followed the Lord. And the Lord said, because of their obedience unto him, because they loved the Lord with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, that the Lord said back to them, every place that your feet treadeth upon, I'm going to give it to you. And now, I'm saying that for the purpose that, do you remember in the book of Numbers chapter 14 when they came back? The Bible says that, and they spake unto all the company that children of Israel, God's people. By the way, when I'm doing tea parties, I always ask how many in this room are Christians. And almost without fail, almost every hand goes up in the room. Okay? And it says in Numbers 14:7, and they spake unto all the children, the company, the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land, to the land, a land which floweth with milk and honey. That's the good of the land, the best of the land. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Okay? Now, isn't it interesting? They brought the good report back to the people. Now, you have 315 million people in this country that are allowing less than 1.7% of the population to destroy it. That is actual. That is factual information, friends. So when I got up there in front of the Bakersfield Tea Party, I said to them, so I heard a bunch of doom and gloom. I heard that there's nothing that we can do about what's going on out there. And I just want to let you know that that is the furthest thing from the truth. Now, either you're calling God a liar or you're a liar. Because when I look in Scripture, Joshua and Caleb believed the report of the Lord. They brought the good of the land back. And by the way, so have I. So has my ministry. Hundreds, thousands of times. See, we're not complaining about what we're tolerating. We're actually putting feet to our prayers and doing all that we can do and leaving results up to God. And God manifests himself every single time without fail. And guess what? He gives us the victory. He gives us the victory. And I just said during the break, friends, right when we came back, during the second segment, I've yet to see in the Bible where God wrought victory without his people. Working together with the Lord, keeping his commandments because they love him. Now, in the process of that, did God lie? No. And nor can you find in Scripture, friends, anywhere where God fails any man, any woman that is faithful to him. You cannot find it in Scripture. Why don't we magnify that? Well, we're going to right when we come back, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about a Tea Party that we did in California, and I heard a bunch of doom and gloomers talking about that there's nothing that you can do about it. You know what's interesting about these Tea Partiers is, in many cases, what'll happen is they'll talk doom and gloom. They'll talk about how nothing can be done about the issues. And then I begin to expose the lies concerning not only this administration, but every preceding administration that wants to be corrupt concerning their position in government, that God-ordained institution, might I add. It's interesting when I begin to expose the lies that they have swallowed, all of a sudden they begin to amen everything I'm saying. But what's also interesting is when I got up there and I started exposing the fact that nobody's supporting this administration except America's enemies, both from without and from within. And within, the numbers are so small, it's embarrassing that anybody would capitulate because they're using the state-controlled media to basically browbeat anybody that disagrees with their lawlessness. And we ain't asking permission, friends, to obey God or the laws of our constitutional republic. That's why we stand up. But I said to them, and I want you to listen to me carefully, isn't it interesting, because I come and I bring the good report and I pull the rug under every single one of the lies in which they have swallowed. And isn't it interesting that going back to Joshua and Caleb, line upon line, precept upon precept, from then to now, isn't it interesting they wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb for giving the good report? They wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb for telling them that they could do it under the power of the Holy Ghost. Why would you get angry at somebody for doing that? I want to tell you why. The only reason people would get angry at a guy like me is because they don't want to actually right the wrongs. They want to complain about the wrongs rather than right the wrongs. because they know that if they have to right the wrongs, that's going to take some effort on their part, and they don't want to take effort on their part. They want to go ahead and persecute those that are actually getting the job done because they don't want to be uncovered for actually leaving the job undone. And by the way, that is why the professed church in America, the greatest advocate to the homosexuals and abortion in America, over 300,000 pulpits that remain silent, this is why they're angry with guys like me. Because they don't want to be exposed. See, they love God so much, friends, and so did these people in many of these cases at the tea parties across the country that are gloom and doomers, saying that there's nothing we can do about it. They're sitting there aligning themselves with the lie, the spirit of the world, rather than the voice of God who promises the victory to those that actually obey his commands. Why would they be angry with me? But I can tell you this, countering that, many of these men that get angry with me for actually doing what they leave undone. See, they love God so much, they disobey him at every turn. It's interesting that if I was a football coach and their local team and I lost a game, I'll tell you what, they would take time to make sure that if I lost another one that I would be removed, but not the politicians. And it shows you exactly where their hearts are at. See, they care more about a football game or they care more about a hockey game or a basketball game. And if a coach continuously loses the day over and over and over again, they'll see that that coach is removed rather than that they would see through politicians and corrupt politicians to be removed for the crimes that they commit against them and their posterity. And it shows you where their hearts are at. It shows you that their eyes are set not on the things of God in any sense of the word. But why would the people want to pick up stones and stone Joshua and Caleb? Because it really comes down to this. Whose report do they believe? And believe is a verb. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then guess what? Scripture tells us, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. In other words, do. See, it's the doing they don't want to do. You understand? And they want to stone anybody that's doing the doing, because if they didn't, then why don't they raise a hand to help those individuals to get the job done? See, again, let me say it this way. They love their country so much that they allow their posterity to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and they are sure not to lay one finger to anything to get the job done. Isn't that crazy? But that's what we're up against. I want to say this. To state it firstly, that it was Joshua and Caleb that were going to give the good report on the behalf of the word of the Lord to give this as a promise. Joshua and Caleb were of a different spirit, and it is important to note that in the process of that, the fruit of a different spirit was actually credited to them following the Lord wholly. Because it tells us in Numbers 32:12, they served God and the God of heaven with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And God is his goodness. He gave these promises to possess the land. And friends, possess means to drive out the previous occupants and to possess in their place. So to rebel against the Lord was to be in unbelief to his promise. In other words, don't do anything about it. And they don't do because they don't believe. And now this is the biggest oxymoron that I've seen in this country, but I've seen it since I've been a Christian 20 years ago. We have so many believers out there across the country that don't believe what God commanded. They don't believe the word of God. Wait a second. So we got believers that don't believe. Yeah. In the sight of God, friends, they're called rebels. Because they're rebelling against the word of God. See, they have not the love of God in there. Read John when you get a moment. John 8. So to rebel against the Lord was to be in unbelief to his promise to take the land. And see, what I've noticed again over and over and over again since I've become a Christian, a childlike, by his grace, that every paper or article I get from a church, a confessing Christian newspaper, or out of the mouth of the confessing Christian, the conservatives, or the professed patriots across the land, is unbelief, disbelief, and a whole lot of this going wrong and that going wrong, this is bad and that is bad, blah, 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 blah. I hear it all day long from the people that are responsible to be the leaders and the light of this country. Bringing the bad report. Bringing the bad report. Nothing but unbelief and defeat. Defeatism everywhere. Isn't it interesting, friends? Scripture tells us where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. So one has to ask the question, where's the grace that's abounding over the sin? You see sin abounding over grace in America through its disobedient children that profess the name of the Lord, but yet have not departed from iniquity. Scripture tells us in the book of Timothy, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness, iniquity. Where is the faith of the Son of God that overcomes this world? You know, furthermore, let me just encourage those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. It's the good pleasure of the Lord to give unto you the kingdom. It's His good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. You know, Scripture even tells us for those that want to be empowered by the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. He said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give unto them the Holy Ghost that ask Him, the Holy Spirit? That's magnifying His holiness and His righteousness and His goodness to a wicked, 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 rebellious people. Even in spite of them, He's willing to give to those that ask, because He is a merciful God. Amen. Hallelujah. Friends, I got the question on the end of my tongue, and I want to ask you this. Where in the Bible did God ever once promise His children defeat? Folks, where has God ever failed a faithful man or woman of God? Let that alone rebuke the disobedience, which is found in a plethora of professed Christians, conservatives, and patriots. You know, it's been said, matter of fact, we have a friend who was a presidential candidate for the 2004 presidential race, who said, Bradley, he goes, if you go into these conservative meetings, he said, if you have Ronald Reagan there and you had Jesus Christ in the same room, he said they would flock to Ronald Reagan. Yep, because they want a government that looks just like them. Not the one that gave it. Because they see the Jesus, the Christ, the Jesus that I serve, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, we're made perfect through suffering. He looks at him as being an austere man. He's too hard. No, he's not. He knows what he's doing, and he knows what he's doing with his disciples. He's bringing them through basic training called this present world to get us ready to be enamored with glory and power for the next. We are being prepared. So friends, the question is again, where did the God of the Bible ever once promise His children defeat? Friends, where in Scripture has one time have you ever found in Scripture ever find God be faithless to a faithful man or woman of God? You can't find them. Why do carnal men that profess Christianity magnify defeat rather than the victory? Because it's who they have their eyes on. It's like this. You have two dogs. You put them in a cage. You tell them to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? I ask you. I can tell you. The one that you feed the most. You're feeding on the Word of God all day long, friends. You're not succumbing. You are overcoming by the faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave Himself for you. Folks, nothing but unbelief and defeat. The defeat was earned because of disobedience, but to the ones that were in Christ, victory. Give me a V. Ah,
Y-C-T-O-R-Y. What does that spell? Y. That spells victory for those that are in Christ Jesus. We're made more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Brough with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Ah, you know, if I'm getting caught on live radio, that's okay. That guy's got kind of a cool voice. I actually like it a little bit. Been talking about how I'm doing tea parties, and I get off all these doom and gloomers, and I get all these people that are talking defeatism, and then I'm countering that with scripture, and these are all professed Christians for a good portion. I'm not capping on anybody. I'm just condemning their disobedience, because we know that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and that's exactly what it comes down to. Faith comes easy to a man that's obedient to the Christ, because his eye is single. And he realizes that Jesus is the author and the finisher of his faith, and he's got his heart set on him and him alone. But when a man is double-minded and unstable in all of his ways, the Bible says, let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord, and that's exactly where they're at. They're confused, and why? Because they have one foot in the world, and then they have a little pinky toe in the church. And it shows you where they're really at. They want fire insurance. They want to go to heaven. They want to live like the devil. 99% of their life is given over to the spirit of the world, which we're to renounce. Scripture tells us to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And you will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, and I will dwell among them. And when we go over to the book of James, chapter 4, it tells us friendship with the world is enmity with God. But that's just a little too extreme for some folks. And then what comes to my aid is when John Adams, Ben Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson said the same thing, in essence.
You know, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. They wonder why they're ruled by tyrants, because that's who they give themselves over to. We also know that Scripture tells us that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. The problem is these men ain't sleeping. They're wide awake. And they would rather proclaim defeat rather than victory, because they know that the victory only comes to those that are on the field, not on the bench. And it's also interesting how Joshua and Caleb, when they brought the good report back, like I do every day of the week on this radio program, how people want to pick up stones and stone him. Man, we can't have the good report. Don't tell us that we can do this. Don't tell us that God is actually among us. Folks, we're called overcomers for a reason. And either you're going to be overcome with good or you're going to be overcome with evil. Which one is it? Because I said earlier that the defeat was earned because of disobedience, but to the ones that were in Christ, victory. When you go to Romans 12:21, it says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And again, God never once promised defeat. He promised victory. Unto Moses, he said, Deuteronomy 1:8, by the way, when you look at your Capitol buildings, that's why you see Moses on your Supreme Court buildings and murals inside of the buildings and on the Supreme Court and locally, and you know, you go to your local capital, whatever state you might be in, that's why you see Moses there, because we're based on common law. Just reiterating for the new listener, we're ruled by law, friends. Again, God never once promised defeat. He promised victory. Unto Moses, he said in Deuteronomy 1:8, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed. That's us after them. Unto Joshua, God said in Joshua 1:13, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Folks, the good news is the land's already possessed. Now you're letting yourselves, through your tolerance and your PC, your political correctness, your traitors to principles, by not actually speaking out against the sins of the nation, what's happening is you're now being dispossessed by a small, small amount of people within. And to possess actually means, or dispossess or possess, means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. Now you're being dispossessed by a bunch of men that think they're women and women that think they're men. Now you see Sharia law coming in, encroaching upon your rights little by little, right on the heels of the radical homosexuals, like I've been saying for years, and oh yes, I was right, and oh yes, I know I am. Now you're wondering why the atheists are doing what they're doing, because they're encouraged because others are doing it and getting away with it. Because remember, friends, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. See, this is the very tone. This is the very spirit that starts to flow. You know, the Bible says out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. People would rather have a bunch of dead water coming down on them with dead fish and every bacteria known man to mankind. They'd rather drink that than the pure waters coming out of the city of the living God. They don't want living waters. They'd rather stay in their state of death and dormance, and they want to just kind of go along with the flow until they meet the judge. Yet Jesus said he's come to give life and give life more abundantly. Friends, just for those that think they're on track with me, I want you to understand too that it's not without the cross. It's understanding the cross and the power of God unto redemption, salvation. The majority of those that listen claim that they have all the answers, but it gives nothing but corrupt fruit with no results. Matthew 7:18. What we see today, going back to, first I'm a preacher, right? What we see today, the church is hand in glove with the world. They are no longer the light. They are being led about by a very corrupt government, conforming to the leaving of Herod, which Jesus rebuked, following the president's decree instead of God's. And what do they decry? They decry Christ, crucify him, and they say, we have no king but King Caesar. These are the ones that are proclaiming defeat. The Church of Christ believes all the king's decrees. That king, Jesus Christ, When he said, take the land, that is exactly what his children will do. We've already got it, friends. So don't be fooled by those that name themselves something that they are not when the fruit of the God of heaven does not bear witness to it. You know, it's interesting. We were just in California. We were driving up and down Hollywood Boulevard. And I couldn't even take my kids to walk up and down the streets because we had a couple hours to burn up. I said, I'm not going to subject my kids to that garbage. And isn't it interesting they have the walk of stars? And I just looked at Stephanie, my wife, and I said, look at this. A bunch of fallen stars, and they glorify these people that are channeling the message to destroy our country, and they hail them as stars. No, friends, they're fallen stars. And it's a complete mockery of the star that was over the top of Christ. So we could identify the Christ. But the star was up, and it led us to the Christ. These mean to lead us away from Christ. That's why I call them the fallen stars. And for those that did not know, in Hollywood, California, that land was literally given to preachers and to the Christians that were immigrating into this country to establish churches. They were given that land for free. But they're derelict of duty back in the 40s and in the 60s. They gave it up, just like they have everything else. So, friends, don't be fooled by those that name themselves what they are not. Jesus said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. He said in Romans 8:37, nay, in all things we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Jesus said to his children, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit at my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Overcome means to overcome. Isn't that interesting? Didn't have to get too deep on that one, did we? Overcome means to overcome. It means to subdue and to overcome enemies in battle, to overcome difficulties or obstacles. But you can't do that until you are first overcome. See, we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God unto salvation. See, those that understand what I just said, those are the people that understand real grace. We're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. Because when you go to Ephesians 2, it talks about those that are dead in sins, they're quickened by grace. See, the problem is there's too many people out there that want revival, yet they ain't dead to their sin. So what's God to revive? You're alive to your sin. And the Bible says, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. 1 Corinthians 15, he said, I speak this to your shame. We're called to overcome, friends. We're called to overcome. So talk to your friends at church. Talk to your friends that call themselves patriots. Talk to the Tea Partiers and tell them to change their conversation. But that conversation can't be changed until it becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. And only the Holy Ghost can do that. 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 12. We need to live accordingly so we can be plugged into the source, the Christ, because without him we can do nothing, John 15. But when we're plugged into him, it was him that said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. So is it you that he's looking to? Because again, friends, remember, it doesn't take a majority to prevail. It takes a minority to prevail, and we can do it, one nation under God. Love you by what I do. I really do, friends. I really do. 1 John 3:18. And I will talk to you in 23. Thank you for listening. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and we'll talk to you.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $179.94.
$72.75, you save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.